Lesson 10. Positioning the product. Positioning is the way a consumer sees your product as it compares to other similar products on the market. Positioning can also be considered one of the P's in the marketing mix. Products can be positioned by its features, benefits, class, special occasions, holidays, or against a competitor. Even positioning your product against another product class, as an alternative, such as margarine against butter, can be successful. Repositioning your product against a competitor by just claiming their product is not good can also work. Political campaigns are a great example of repositioning, even if not product-related, of how negative attacks against their opponent can be more effective than a positive statement about their own candidacy. The goal is to position the product in the customer's mind to create a certain perception, impression, and feeling that will end up offering the greatest sales potential and hopefully surpass your competitors. A simple message that creates a great first impression is key. Do you want to try to be the first to claim a unique position in the customer's mind? Even if your product might is not the first of its kind, you should still try to create a uniqueness and statement about your product that gets into the consumer's psyche. Two examples of claimed unique positions that's most likely already engraved in your mind is that Jared Hall goes with age and NyQuil goes with nighttime cold medicine. If you know your product cannot be the number one brand, find a way to relate to it that still says your product is viable. A good example of this is how Avis Rent-A-Car, knowing that their competition Hertz is number one, advertised the fact that the reason to go with Avis is, we try harder. This ended up positively capturing the minds of many consumers. You need to know your positioning message and find your own place. The message should be just a few words, like Avis's, we try harder. It should be easy to identify, understand, and remember the position you are trying to claim. The message should appeal to the customer's emotions, not by using logic. Logic is cold and boring, whereas emotion gives hope and excitement. People are more willing to spend their money on inspiration rather than on fact.